captive to the second law of thermodynamics, which assures us that chaos is the natural condition. The universe was created by God, injecting unlimited energy and intelligence, and America was created by devout Christians applying God's principles. In both cases, entropy was defeated. Normally, however, entropy is always increasing, which is to say, without infusion of energy and work according to an intelligent plan, disorder and chaos increase. Think of those booming company towns in jungles around the world that flourished while the oil, gold, and other commodity held out. Once the supply dwindled or political instability made the company abandon its claim, the town was swallowed by the jungle. A few years after being abandoned, the town was almost indistinguishable from the surrounding jungle. Once human beings ceased working and maintaining the little corner of order they had created, chaos took over again. Consider another example of the same law. Suppose we leave an automobile in a field for a few centuries, then return to inspect the result. What do we find? A heap of iron oxide, some powdered glass, bits of rubber, and so forth. If we attempt to reverse the experiment, leaving the decomposed materials and checking every 100 years or so to see if nature has reconstructed a car, we will remain disappointed forever. We are so accustomed to these processes that we ignore the staggering mystery. Why on earth should a car spontaneously break down into its component parts, but those same parts never recombine into a car? The entropy principle explains that a kind of natural gravity is at work. It tends to pull things down into their lowest state of order. An automobile is a most carefully contrived arrangement of glass, metal, plastic, and rubber. Once